Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Is it me or is the world going crazy, crazy busy? One of the most popular responses when you ask someone how work or family is going has become the phrase crazy busy. It's treated almost like a badge of honor in today's working world. Technological advances are wonderful and we're all grateful for tools that make work and personal life easier, but are these tools actually helping us be more effective and efficient? Do they really buy us more leisure time? My observation has been that people seem more distracted, fragmented and stressed than ever. Few seem to be on top of their workload, most are constantly scrambling, running late and working longer hours, often taking tasks home on the evenings and weekends. Is it any surprise that few people seem truly joyful in their personal lives? Technology often just brings the next task faster, a dilemma that sociologists actually call the boomerang effect. I found that truly effective people invest time to define their life roles, identify their highest priorities within those roles, and plan weekly and daily to achieve them. They maintain balance between work responsibilities and home commitments by managing their energy throughout the course of the day. They also intentionally work to master email, phone use, interruptions, procrastination, and meetings, what I call the five time thieves that I've written about previously. In short, they manage technology rather than allowing technology to manage them. Conversely, employees who constantly rely on the crazy busy response often operate in the exact opposite way. It's as if they derive their identity from their busyness. I often get the sense that some prefer to keep running and running faster and faster rather than pause to think about who they are and where they're heading and why. You know, Aldous Huxley highlighted this aspect of the human condition when he noted, quote, "They intoxicate themselves with busyness so they don't see who they really are." Now, intriguingly, the Chinese language, the characters for busyness combine to mean death to the heart. Death to the heart. And when we run around telling everyone how busy we are, could we implicitly be saying death of the heart? If you've had an intense day, instead of saying I'm crazy busy, consider saying I've had a full-on day and I've had a very challenging day. I'm looking forward to resting this evening. See, you're still being truthful. But whereas the former sounds like you're drowning, you know, being dragged through life, kicking and screaming, the latter sounds like you're in command and ready to engage after a good night's rest. So you have to be really careful with our language, because as the book of Proverbs says, as a person thinks, so are they. Now, some employees seem to believe constant movement equals job security, operating under the mindset, well, I've got to look busy or I might get laid off. But when did you last hear a colleague say they're fully on top of their tasks? Responding with crazy busy might make someone feel important, but it doesn't serve them, their team, or their customers well. Now consider this insightful quote. Don't say you don't have enough time. You have exactly the same number of hours per day that were given to Helen Keller and Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Jefferson, and Albert Einstein. During my time as a regional finance director for Hilton and Marriott hotels in Western Europe, through periods of restructuring and downsizing, we never ever wanted to let go of truly effective people. Employees with a reputation for getting things done were like gold dust. We protected the jobs of leaders who led well and consistently achieved their highest priorities. So take control of your workload, be clear on your highest priorities at work, and seek clarity from your supervisor if needed. Build a reputation, a personal brand, you could say, for delivering results. Refuse to fall into the crazy busy language trap. Use planning and prioritization techniques to tackle the five time thieves and make sure you manage technology instead of letting it manage you. You know, really take care to ensure that your busyness doesn't distract you from what's truly important, both at work and most importantly as home. For as John Lennon wistfully sang, you know, life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.